As a small shareholder, I'd like to thank Stephen very much for his questions, because just about everything he said I was going to say. I think it's very glib to say, when people ask you, why is the share price down, to say, more sellers than buyers. Why are there more sellers? And I think Stephen's absolutely right. The market's lost confidence in your model. And I do think that I do thank him very much for his questions.
Well, clearly, I agree it was glib, and but I was trying to provide some lightheartedness. I apologise if it's taken the wrong way. Clearly, there has been some loss of confidence and belief in our ability to continue to grow our earnings. We are strongly of the view, and I've been saying it for some time, in terms of our model. And again, this gets back to what Jim said. What is our model? Our model is not dependent on listed funds. It's dependent on us being able to leverage our capital and to source good investment opportunities for third-party capital. In the last 12 months, we've raised more money outside the listed market for exactly that end, than we've raised in any prior 12 months from the listed market, significantly more. So we continue to focus on that. And, you know, those inflows continue to come in. We need to focus, as we said earlier, on the listed vehicles we have and how we deal with those, and we are. Most of all, we need to continue to source highly attractive investment opportunities for third parties that deliver profit to Babcock & Brown. In that respect, we continue to grow our development pipeline. What we're seeing in Europe is that we have one of the most sought-after wind portfolios in the world that we've built from scratch, pretty much. That is what we're trying to do. In the US, even more so, we have an even more significant development pipeline in wind in Europe, and it's even more self-generated in the sense of our own people going out and identifying the sites, etc. In transmission, we produced a project, a total greenfield project in a direct cable, undersea cable under San Francisco Bay that connects San Francisco to the East Bay area, and which is now under construction, fully regulatory approved, etc., and has significant embedded gain in. We continue to be successful in PPP projects around the country, around the world, which again generate significant return on equity and on our time. Across our property business, we look to where we can add value with partners, etc. That is our business model, how we leverage the capital, how we get our return on equity by introducing investors, as Jim says, changes over time. We obviously, over the last 3 years, we're able to grow our business significantly through raising capital in listed markets. We even this year have raised capital in the UK in our listed PPP fund. So we continue to do that. That said, at the moment, we're in a downturn in equity markets. We've had rising interest rates in Australia, which have affected yield stock. And in to some extent, obviously in the case of the Power Fund, in those circumstances, the balance sheet, in particular the Power Fund, is overstretched, and we need to deal with that. But we're well aware of it. Yes, the market has lost confidence or re-rated the model in terms of its view of our growth prospects. The only thing we can do, or the main thing we can do, as well as obviously communicate our strategies, etc., the main thing we can do is continue to deliver growth off that pipeline and platform, and hopefully regain the confidence that the market had in us 12 months ago.